Top of the news this Saturday evening, Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe has handed three important government ministries to his ruling party, a move the opposition says is throwing a power-sharing deal into jeopardy. Mugabe's ZANU-PF party is to take charge of defense, home affairs, which is in charge of the police, and finance, a portfolio crucial to the resurrection of Zimbabwe's devastated economy. Mugabe and Morgan Tsvangirai, leader of the opposition Movement for Democratic Change, had failed to agree on the allocation of the powerful ministries. Mugabe's move follows a meeting with Tsvangirai during which they agreed to call back former South African president and talks facilitator Thabo Mbeki in a bid to break the deadlock. We spoke to the spokesperson of the Zimbabwe Vigil in London, Dennis Benton, who says the unity agreement was flawed from the start.
Well, it's not clear, really, that Robert Mugabe has no intention of handing real power to his partners in the unity government. There was a fatal flaw in the unity agreement of September the 15th, and this was that a cabinet was not agreed on. It was decided that each party would have a number of ministers, but it wasn't decided who would control the levers of power, namely defense, home affairs, who control the police, and finance. These are the three key ministries. Mugabe has come under a lot of pressure from his supporters not to cede these ministries. But this is really just a further effort to disable the process, because there's no chance at all that the opposition will allow Mugabe's men to control the finance ministry and to continue looting the country. And indeed, Tsvangirai has made it clear that he wants to control the home ministry as well, because his view is that unless the MDC is in control of the police, they will be unable to restore the country to the rule of law, let alone laying the groundwork for new elections, which are provided for in the unity agreement.